The Australian actor Russell Crowe first made his mark playing edgy, difficult characters in a series of ambitious films. Now, after the likes of Romper Stomper, Proof, and L.A. Confidential, the star of the summer hit Gladiator takes on another action role in Proof of Life. He plays a commando for hire who specializes in rescuing kidnapped victims. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Hollywood action movies long ago ceased demanding much from their stars beyond a few wisecracks and buffed muscles. You're dating yourself if you can remember when the action scene was dominated by performers who could not only pull a trigger, but actually pull off a characterization. Actors such as Steve McQueen, Sean Connery, and the era's last standing hero, Clint Eastwood. So the fact that Russell Crowe is turned up in the intelligent international thriller Proof of Life is cause for some celebration. It's not that the movie is a masterpiece. At over 2 hours, it's about a half hour too long. It's over-explicit when it comes to setting up relationships, and director Taylor Hackford sometimes forgets he's making a big-time shoot-'em-up, not adapting Dostoevsky. But this yarn about a professional hired gun who specializes in rescuing hostages from paramilitary groups does show us what Crowe can do with action material. For one thing, as former British Army commando Terry Thorne, Crowe never loses his cool. Whether in battle fatigues or, more often, a neat black suit, he never furrows his brow, raises his voice, or even breaks a sweat, which is a good trick when you are in Talaca, the mythical, mountainous South American country where the action is set. Co-star Meg Ryan, who plays Alice Bowman, handles most of the emotional displays. Her husband, a construction engineer named Peter Bowman, has been kidnapped by drug smugglers and extortionists. At first, Peter's employers agree to foot the bill for his ransom, engaging the international security firm that employs Thorne. But corporate chicanery intervenes, and Thorne, who has already started work on the case, is ordered to leave town. In this scene, Alice beseeches Thorne to stay and rescue her husband.
I'm not even supposed to talk to you.
So this is what? This is you being brave?
No, this is me doing my job.
Well, it's good I came by then, right, soldier? Let you get that off your chest.
I'm sure it's all going to work out.
Hey, you know they're giving us some local security guy? They're giving us exactly the kind of guy you warned me about.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't have my policy.
Great. So when this is over, and my husband's dead, and I'm suing the heck out of these suits, you can tell the judge you did everything you could to help me out? Wait a minute. Wait! Listen to me. I'm sorry. All right? I apologize. I'm sorry to be like this. But you are the first, you are the only person I've met who knows what they're talking about. So I am begging you, I am totally begging you to help me out on this.
You asked me to be straight with you, right?
Right.
I got a plane to catch.
You can hear how the two stars complement each other. With Ryan emoting like mad, Crowe can keep to his understated murmur. What you can't see is how dynamic a presence Crowe is, and not just because of his muscular good looks. Crowe's real strength, the one that makes him a likely successor to the great action stars, is his eyes. Action heroes must always be shown looking, checking out allies and foes, taking in the landscape, measuring distances, just generally calculating. But paradoxically, they must also have the ability not to look. That's because a good action hero is always uncomfortable in the presence of his superiors, especially when he's a member of the British Commonwealth. Scottish Sean Connery and Cockney Michael Caine each sported unfashionable accents, so filmmakers always tried to pair them off with toffee-nosed London bosses whose own accents marked them as social superiors. But these heroes did what they did not because they were told to, but because they responded to an inner compulsion. In the presence of their la-di-da bosses, their eyes would glaze over or look down or to the side. They had to be physically present, this gesture said, but mentally, they were gone. Proof of Life gives the Australian-born Thorne the familiar set of British upper-class bosses, if only to prove that the man of action is the natural aristocrat. A classic action hero responds to chivalry's call even, or especially, when it runs counter to a business agenda. Of course, Thorne still has to blow stuff up, Proof of Life opens and closes with terrific large-scale action scenes that put Thorne's bloody competency beyond question. And throughout the movie, he faces down one bad guy after another with steely nerve. Crow isn't the whole show here. The movie spends a lot of time with the kidnapped Peter, who is well played by David Morse. A slate of talented supporting players, which includes Pamela Reed and David Caruso, also get their moments. But it's Crow's internalized dynamic which gives the movie all the proof of life it needs.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.